Carrick 955. This is The Wash Up. Thanks to Groning's Geelong's Kubota Excavator Specialist. Thanks to Adrian and Amanda Williams and the team on the Western Highway at Rockbank. Great supporters of K-Rock 955 and K-Rock Football. Of course, Geelong and Hawthorn coming up very shortly. GFL now, we've just flipped the order around a little bit. Colac 25-12, 162. Newtown and Chewell 10-7-67. It is the result that's been heard right around the GFL competition. The top of the ladder side rolled to the best part of 16 goals. And the co-coach of Colac is Rowan McSparran. He's been good enough to join us at short notice. Ro, thanks for your time. You're still shaking your head that you're able to put a side of Newtown and Chewell's quality away by that sort of margin?
Yeah, absolutely. We were able to skip away a little bit in the end, and especially I think we opened it up in the second quarter, and it was pretty even after that.
The wind affected a lot of games in Geelong, and northerly, a rare one for this time of the year. Did you get a similar breeze down at Colac?
Yeah, we did. It was pretty strong. I think they kicked maybe four goals in the first quarter to our couple, and then we opened it up in the second. I think we may have kicked 10, so the boys played some good footy in that second quarter.
Yeah. What most impressed you about the performance?
Oh, just the even spread, I think. We had a few players that had some really good games, but no one was outstanding by any means. We just had a really even spread, and everyone did their little bit when they had to, and it helped get the result that we did, which was pleasing.
13 different goal kickers as well. You talk about that even spread, but even up forward, nobody dominated. Jake McGuan kicked four, which is fantastic, but you're able to get contributions from so many.
Yeah, that's right. It just makes you harder to defend when you get an even spread like that. Instead of having one bloke kick 10 and have two or three other goal kickers, when we spread it like we do, it makes us harder to defend going forward.
What did you learn from, I think it was round five, you lost to them up at Elderslie Reserve. Did you take anything away from that you were able to implement yesterday?
Oh, yes and no. The conditions, talking to Damien after the game, that they've played the last 4 to 6 weeks in pretty heavy, solid conditions, even their ground's chopped up a little bit as well. So Colac ground is holding up really well at the minute, and we'll be able to play some pretty fast footy. So I think the style that we played them early in the year was a bit heavier, a bit more contested, and we probably got it a bit more outside yesterday. I think that was the main difference.
I know there's not a turf wicket up at Newtown, but there is a hard wicket in the middle, and that's covered, and that can soften up a little bit. But what advantage have you guys got that there's no cricket wicket at Colac and the ground stays in good nick right across the surface?
Yeah, I think that's huge, to be honest. We played at Leopold a couple of weeks ago, and the centre of the ground there was just a mud heap. And looking at some of the photos in some of the other games, that's similar in the whole district. So I think that's a huge advantage. We're able to do, you know, full ground drills and train properly and not have the centre wicket cordoned off like a lot of the other grounds would at the minute, so it helps us a lot.
You find yourself in a three-way battle for top spot, but you're in second place, but you're no guaranteed to finish even top three. Obviously Leopold is still sneaking around hoping to snatch the double chance. It's so crucial, these final 5 weeks of the season.
Yeah, that's right, and I think if you look at the top maybe six or seven teams, they all have at least three or four tough games on the run home against one another. So I think if you keep winning those crucial games, it's going to give you a good shot at finishing top three. And, you know, whether it's someone that's at the bottom of the five at the minute, Bell Park, St Mary's, they could even jump up if they string a few together. So as you said, mate, it's a really even comp this year, and it's good because the boys need to play good footy every week.
Yeah. I know local coaches only look at 1 week at a time, but local footy fans like me look and go, gee, round 17 against St Joey's at Drew Oval might have a lot riding on it.
Well, of course, we hope that's the case, to be honest, but we've got St Mary's this week, and we followed that up with South Farm, which is the only time we play South Farm for the year. So we've got a pretty tough fortnight ahead of us as it is, so we don't need to be worrying about that just yet. But if that comes to fruition, we'll be happy.
Yep. St Mary's got you earlier in the year. I think it was their first win of the season by 4 points. I think it's the only game you've lost down at Central this year. Do you owe them one?
Yes and no. They just outplayed us for big periods of the game, even though the result was quite short. I think we kicked a goal pretty late, so they were up by a couple of goals for most of the game. We just couldn't seem to bridge it back. And I think this time we're playing a little bit better footy than what we were. We're starting to work each other out. So hopefully we can change the result this week.
In terms of strength of your list, are you far away from having what you want on the park?
We're getting close. We've got our depth really good at the minute. So the 12 o'clock boys lost their first game by 5 points yesterday. And there's some really good up-and-coming juniors that are that are graduating through the senior ranks at the minute. So our depth at the minute is able to cover a few that we do have out, but hopefully over the next couple of weeks we can start getting a couple of boys back.
Yeah, the one I want to ask you about is Jaron McCormack. How close is he to playing? Oh, you're there, right?
Sorry, mate. I just cut out a little bit. He was close this week, actually. He trained Thursday night, but he spent all day at work on his ankle and it just pulled up too sore. So we just wanted to be cautious with him and he'll be back in us next week.
Nothing worse than work getting in the way of local footy.
No, that's right.
Ro, always a pleasure to talk footy with you. Thanks for coming on a little bit earlier than we'd expected. Always good to talk footy with you. It's going to be a great run to the finals, the GFL, over the next 5 weeks, especially inside that top three and you're in amongst the thick of it. Well done on the win yesterday and appreciate your time.
No worries. Thanks, King.